AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. One inmate who broke out of a New York prison 3 weeks ago has been shot dead in the woods about 30 miles from the prison. And the search continues for the second escapee.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says,
in the town of Duane, there was a gunshot that was fired at a camping trailer.
That led investigators into a wooded area in Malone, where they found a cabin and could smell fresh gunpowder. State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico says more agents were called in, and a Border Patrol team heard a man coughing. It was Richard Matt.
Told him to put up his hands. And at that time, you know, he was shot when he didn't comply.
A 20-gauge shotgun was found on Matt. There's no evidence to say whether the other killer, David Sweat, was with him or not. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Same-sex marriage is now legal in all 50 states. In Seattle, gay rights advocate Mary Stenruse.
I cried. And, you know, being in my 50s, I never thought, am I actually tearing up right now? I never thought I would see this day.
Christian political activist Pastor Rick Scarborough says the Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling is an attack on religious liberty.
It has become the law of the land, but at the expense of the First Amendment. What the Supreme Court did was they took the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, and they put the First Amendment squarely in the crosshairs and then pulled the trigger.
At least 39 people, European tourists, are dead after a gunman opened fire as they were on a beach in and around a pool at a Tunisian resort. A suicide bomber blew himself up inside a Shiite mosque in Kuwait City, killing at least 27 people, and a truck driver is in custody after setting off an explosion at a gas factory in France. Police say the man's boss was found on a fence at that factory. The Islamic State group is claiming all three attacks. This is AP Radio News. A National Transportation Safety Board team is scheduled to be taken to the crash site of a sightseeing plane in Alaska today. All 9 people on board, the pilot and 8 passengers from a cruise ship, were killed when the plane crashed on a cliff above a lake. Tonight's show host Jimmy Fallon out of action with a hand injury. AP's Warren Levinson reports. From New York.
NBC tweeted that the Tonight Show host sustained a hand injury that required minor surgery and forced the cancellation of Friday night's show. The network does not provide any details, not which hand it was, how it was hurt, or what the injury was. Fallon's show, the top-rated late-night TV program, was scheduled to have Benicio del Toro, Taylor Kitsch, and Penn and Teller as guests. Instead, it will offer a rerun. The network says the 40-year-old comedian is totally fine, and in fact, Fallon may not miss any more shows. The Tonight Show was scheduled for a 2-week hiatus starting Monday. Warren Levinson, New York.
Germany's vice chancellor says as long as the Greeks have a clear idea what's at stake, they should be voting in that referendum. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.